Rotating Radar Dome Replacement Nightmare. The Boeing E-3 Sentry has been the U.S. Air Force's eyes in the sky for nearly five decades, but its fleet of 16 remaining jets is facing a daunting future due to increasing maintenance costs and declining readiness levels. The aircraft's antiquated capabilities make it essential to modernize the fleet to overcome technological limitations and a dwindling supply chain, with billions of dollars needed to upgrade the jets by 2026. Despite previous upgrades costing $2.7 billion, the E-3's complex hybrid of digital-analog systems has made the task even more challenging. The aircraft's 707 airframe is already difficult to sustain, and the rotodome, which houses Northrop Grumman's massive radar array, is nearly impossible to replace. Northrop Grumman has stated that replacing a damaged rotodome is impossible due to the lack of manufacturing equipment and specialized skills to work on them, having been retired for decades. The E-3 Sentry has continued to serve despite its obsolescence, but proposed replacement programs are equally expensive, making it difficult for the U.S. Air Force to balance its budget. The Department of Defense opted to shelf the E-7 procurement program in favor of acquiring Northrop Grumman E-2D Hawkeye airborne early warning aircraft, which offer a more affordable alternative despite having limited endurance and range compared to the E-7. The E-3's maintenance costs are particularly wasteful, with millions spent on harvesting parts from decommissioned aircraft through cannibalization maintenance to sustain the remaining jets in service. The U.S. Air Force is facing a significant challenge in replacing the E-3's rotodome, which requires precise spinning at 6 revolutions per minute to function correctly, making it an even more daunting task than upgrading the aircraft itself.